This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I haven't seen the typical freakout yet over this winter storm. I think that maybe we've been lulled into a false sense of security.
I thought it was supposed to hit last night.
No, it's a little.
Supposed to be between 4 and 8 this morning. I heard yesterday that it was supposed to hit last night.
No, well, you're wrong.
What are they saying now, Jerry?
4 and 8 this morning is what I heard.
Well,
for Jersey,
now?
4 and 8 this morning it was supposed to arrive.
Between 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Not 4 inches to eight inches.
The totals I have.
It's going from south to sort of north.
You have no idea what the inches.
Well, one to three. I can give you everything you need to know.
That sounds like a monster storm.
What is Lonnie saying now?
Lonnie doesn't tweet anymore. I don't know. Maybe the Twitter troll.
Lonnie's still working. What's going on?
Snowblower.
Yeah, I've now moved on to Janice Huff. She's tweeting stuff all the time. I go to Janice Huff. All constant, because Lonnie was my go-to guy with the social media forecasts and stuff, and he used to
snowblower.
But now he's disappears. He tweets like once a month.
Okay.
So now I have to get my weather elsewhere. So it's a 1 to 3, I think, of ice and snow.
What are
snow
they saying
mix.
On 10-10 winds? What are they saying over there?
I get my weather from Mark Chernoff. He said not snowing right now.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
I'm sure 10-10 winds is predicting the apocalypse.
Oh, sure.
For ratings.
Right. You sure?
Oh, of course. And it works too. Anytime there is a snowstorm or something, you see those two news stations, they get a lot of ears.
AccuWeather says 1 inch today.
1 inch, that's it.
Oh,
just
wow.
Just the one
okay.
inch?
That sounds like a month. That's a state of emergency.
Well, but that's what I was saying, though. I think people actually have been sort of
were you told that you have
calm.
To pick up eggs and milk on the way home or anything?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I am just a master with the snowblower. It's unbelievable. It's an art.
Yeah, it's an art. All right.
It takes about 9 years to master it. So yeah, maybe one. I've still got 1 to 3.
All right.
So maybe I get the 3 inches of ice. In the
I was just surprised schools were closed last night.
What?
Really? In Jersey they were?
Yeah.
I think the city they're open.
See,
though,
that's
I
what
think.
I was telling. See, this is what I was telling you. Overreaction. Like,
I agree.
It's crazy.
I think the governor of New Jersey called a state of emergency.
Oh,
come on. I'm pretty sure. Listening to winds.
10 inches. 11 inches. 2 inches.
Yeah. No inches.
As of now,
the 2 inch one. A 4 inch one or a 6 inch one?
What the hell were you talking about?
I have no idea.
Well, the schools here in the city are open.
So okay.
It's just, I guess that's.
Well, we tend to be a little tougher in the city than they are over in Jersey.
I would venture a guess,
oh,
though.
Snow, you're off. Okay.
Where Bob lives, he might be getting 27 inches. No, how many inches you have?
Yeah. Right. What's that, Jerry?
I said, I would think where Bob Dwyer lives, he's probably getting 27 inches of.
You snow. Wanted at least 9.6 inches.
And I asked you where you said that. Where'd I say that? Eddie's a bad guy, man.
Do you have an update or anything, or are you just going to sit here and get abused?
Get abused? No more
an
than
an inch
you
bigger.
You know when they do the forecast and they go, and north and west is really going to get hammered.
Yes.
I always, that's when I think of
Bob Dwyer.
Yeah, there he is. Yes. Yeah, they're shoveling the crap out of
or when driver. You see the forecast for Buffalo.
Right.
Bob Dwyer.
Yeah, Bob Dwyer. Yeah.
That could be lake effects, no, Jerry.
Could be, yes. We are brought to you by the President's Day sales event going on now at Security Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram in Amityville. Yeah, the Knicks lost, but a really good game was played in Toronto between the Raptors and the Nets. D'Angelo Russell with a big three put the Nets up 125-122. Danny Green then tied it, and then Kawhi Leonard with the biggest shot of the night.
Down to 9 seconds to go in the game. All tied at 125. Leonard, right elbow, rises and banks it in. With 4.2 left, Nets call a timeout. 127-125, Toronto. Leonard with 30 to lead the Raptors.
This is why the Knicks need superstars. That's what superstars are supposed to do.
I hate you.
Well, that was Kawhi Leonard, the superstar. He finished with 30 points, 8 assists. Raptors beat the Nets 127-125. Russell missing a three the other way. He had a really good night, though. 28 points, 14 assists. But in the end, not enough. The Nets back to 529-29. Here's Jared Allen.
What's up? We played our hearts out there tonight. Joe, everybody had a good performance. We just couldn't pull it out in the end.
Yep. Serge Ibaka, 18 points and 12 rebounds in the win. The Raptors, 42-16. As for the Knicks, losing to the Cavaliers, 107-104, despite the fact they got 25 from Kadeem Allen. Kevin Knox at 13 points on 5 of 16 shooting. Here's David Fizdale. The positive, team doesn't quit. They were down a boatload.
The beauty of our team, they're not caught up in all of that. They're going to keep trying to find a way back in the games, back in the way to compete, to win. And at some point, we'll break and get our win.
Our win that we're going to have for the rest of the
10 season. 10-46. He actually put the words together, the beauty of our team.
But the thing about it is I can't be cynical about any of this. I mean, it's...
Oh, I understand.
It's obvious everything that we all know what's going on. He has no answers. He can't, anything he says, we could just absolutely totally rip apart. He gets a total pass this year. I'm sorry.
Well, what now? 17 straight losses, new franchise record.
Get to the next game. A loss is a loss is a loss. And right now, all we're focused on is getting better for the next game and trying to win the next game.
You had Colin Sexton go for 24 Cleveland.
You know what the date was of their last win?
November 17th.
No, it was December 1st.
Yeah. Was it really December 1st?
December 1st. Think about that.
Is that
no,
right?
No.
That can't be right.
January 4th.
January 4th.
They won at L.A. without LeBron.
Maybe it's a home win then?
Might be.
All right, their last home win. Go to December 1st.
They also won on December 14th at Charlotte.
So it has to be the home win then.
A home win is December 1st, Saturday versus
Milwaukee.
So I know
I read that somewhere. So the last home win they've had was December 1st.
You know, the interesting thing about this, I remember we were talking about their schedule and how they were going to lose and lose and lose.
So you nailed that one.
Well, yeah, exactly. So now their schedule, they play at Atlanta on Thursday.
That's
so
a win.
Well, they're home. It's a back to back.
I'm just kidding.
That's the problem.
You said they'd lose 27 straight.
Yes,
you're more than halfway there.
I know that.
We've got 10 more to go.
All right, so we got Philadelphia at home.
Well, that's a loss.
Back-to-back at Atlanta.
Atlanta's bad. It's on the road, though. Now, it's probably another... You know, the tough one's going to be the 28th of February against Cleveland at home. That's going to be the one you got to get through. The rest of them are all losses. If you just look quickly. The Cavalier game on Thursday,
well,
the 28th.
They got a 5 out of their next 6 are at home.
Where they haven't won since December 1st.
Right.
Good luck.
Philadelphia, Atlanta, Minnesota, San Antonio, and Orlando, and then Cleveland. And then they go on a West Coast road trip.
I mean, if you could get through that Cleveland game, then you're guaranteed 3 more losses right there on the road. Well, you know what? They play better on the road, though. I mean, they went into the Staples Center and won, right? I mean, I know it was without LeBron, but still, they got to go to Sacramento and go to Phoenix, and those two teams aren't very good.
And LeBron, They come in March. The Lakers come in March. That's a Sunday game at noon. You want to go?
No.
No? Okay.
The Thunder beat the Blazers 120-111. Westbrook a 10th straight triple-double breaking.
Sunday at noon, I'll go.
Noon to go see LeBron?
Yeah. I'm sure the tickets will be through the roof. Are we allowed in there now, or is our relationship
okay? I don't have a problem with them. I go there all the time. Whatever the problem is with MSG and WFAN does not include me.
Okay, does it include me?
I don't know.
Well, I didn't do anything.
Were you screaming and yelling about Jim Dolan or about something?
No, I remember I tried to patch it up with a song. Remember that? So, I mean, I've been trying to help Matt.
You tried to be an olive branch.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Right. Well, I don't have a problem. I'm good. At least the Ranger side of it is good.
Courtside seats. LeBron coming to the Garden. What do you think?
Terrible idea.
Isn't that St. Patrick's Day, March 17th?
Oh,
is that what it is?
God. Oh, no. Forget about that.
Yeah, have fun.
Just getting on the LIRR going into the city on
terrible idea.
I mean, that's your own personal hell. There's every drunken, green-dressed pig jumping on every single station. It's stinking of green Bud Light. You know, when they dye the The
as opposed to regular colored Bud Light.
Oh yeah, but they have it in the giant. It's all color food dye. It's that could be the worst day when you get in a place with like really, really.
Oh really? How about if I said Columbus Day is the worst day?
No, I'm talking because it's totally different.
Oh, just because you were like, you know, in a parade. Now all of a sudden,
no,
you know, that was
stop
fine.
It. People there's, are
there's
known
a lot less vomiting in the street.
Right. I mean, well,
on Columbus Day,
nothing to do
about,
with the Italian Irish
street.
Thing.
Do you think it's like, you know, bad Santa? The you know that
bad
whole
Santa
thing.
Con's
that's
bad,
Santa
too.
Con,
that's bad,
that's
right?
That's a mess.
There are people that overindulge in big ways on St. Patrick's Day. If you don't think so, you're nuts.
If you had to rank the messiest days out there, I would just say the Norwegian Day Parade is not one of them. We do it on a Saturday. It's quiet. We keep to ourselves.
Over there in Bay Ridge.
Right, exactly. You know, we don't make a big deal out of it.
Sure.
But if you had to rank the messiest days in New York City, on the streets of New York City, what would it be, Al?
Number one, I'm going to go New Year's Eve, simply because
that's a good one.
There's
Al.
Overindulgence and no bathrooms.
All right, people wearing diapers.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on there for
right.
the millions of people.
People are wearing diapers.
You have to. You're getting your spot at 2 p.m. until midnight. What else are you doing to relieve yourself? Diapers. Don't look at me. I've never done it. I think it's disgusting.
Wow.
But
you know what?
People
I don't know where
have
I've
to
been.
Do
I've
that.
Been. You know, I've been around here for a long time. I've never even thought about that.
Well, because if you think about it, if you've got a million people in Times Square and you have to get into your spot that early, what do you do?
I guess you.
Diapers.
I don't know. You make on yourself? I don't know. I don't know. I really never thought about it.
That's Tony Siragusa.
All right, so Al, that's a good one. I like that. Mm-hmm. That's first place.
St. Patrick's Day's top three.
Yeah, I'd go St. Patrick's Day number two.
Santa Con is up there, having been in the middle of it.
Where does Francesca Con rank in this list?
No.
Day before Thanksgiving is a big one.
That's a good one, yeah.
But you know what? I don't look at that as a big city party day because a lot of people are home in their hometowns and the college kids go there.
What about
same thing with St. Patrick's Day?
Sports.
They go to the city for
any sports championship.
No, any sports parade.
For that.
We've been around for some Yankee parades.
Yes.
Those, I'm sure, get very rowdy.
I was on a float, well, not a float, but I was in the middle of the giant parade.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was pretty wild, actually.
It was.
Yeah, it was something to see.
Yeah, but that, you know, those aren't reoccurring. You know, I'm talking about the reoccurring things that happen.
I heard that Macy's Day Parade gets pretty lit.
No, it doesn't. Stop
all
with
the
that.
Children and Snoopy.
That is indeed St. Patrick's Day. That day that the Knicks play the Lakers. I did find some courtside seats for $10,000 apiece.
Oh.
On
terrible idea.
Yeah,
someone's going to pay that. Someone's going to pay $10,000 to sit there.
Oh, they'll give them to a celebrity or something.
But these
J-Lo and A-Rod.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hi, how are you?
I mean, these are, someone owns these and put them up on StubHub, so someone, I think, is going to buy these.
Yeah, the Knicks on them.
An
yeah.
alert listener told me that the St. Paddy's Day parade in New York City is the 16th this year.
Oh, it is.
So right. You might be safe.
All right. So that's Saturday, the day
yeah.
before? Just be stepping over bodies on Sunday morning.
Adult diapers?
What else? We got the Thunder beat the Blazers 121-111. Russell Westbrook a 10th.
I love Russell Westbrook. He's the MVP.
Oh, that's it. 10th straight triple-double, breaking Wilt Chamberlain's record of 9 in 1968. You also had 47, 12, and 10 from Paul George in that game. Rockets beat the Mavericks 121-104. James Harden, 31 points, 30 straight games of 30 or more there. Mets GM Brody Van Wagenen with Mike Francesa on Monday on The Fan. Does the team have a primary first baseman this year?
Yeah, we don't know yet.
Right. He said Robinson Cano actually could see some time there.
Cano is playing the National League for the first time. He showed last year he can play first base, so it won't be a total shock if late in games we're pinch hitting and he slides over to first base.
That would be interesting, right? I guess he's done it before. Why not? They go over the numbers on the infield in terms of playing time.
Let's just do a math equation here. You got four positions.
Right.
First, second, third, short.
Right.
162 starts at each. Divide that amongst five players, you're at about 130 starts each guy.
So he wants them having rest. He doesn't want them getting tired through the season. He also said, safe to say, no Harper or Machado for this club without saying their names.
I mean, eye of the beholder is major, but I think that there you may follow up more specifically with a couple of sexy names, but I don't anticipate capturing huge headlines.
In the end, Mike did ask,
do you think this is a contending team?
100%.
And Jay Reese Familia, a guy he went out and got, certainly backs those comments.
Tell you what, the team look really good. I think this is our year.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
here
Greg, we go. It's our year.
Everybody's feeling good about themselves. Everybody just take it easy. I like what Jeff McNeil was doing and saying, working on the outfield. And, you know, he was an outfielder in college, so it's not like he doesn't know how to play the
just
outfield.
Just get him at bats. That's what you got to do. Get him in the lineup somehow, some way.
I mean, can they go a day without making a proclamation? Like somebody? I mean, it seems like every single day.
Do you remember last year, 11-0? Nobody gave us a chance.
Right, yeah.
And all of a sudden, June happened.
And then
he was 11-0.
Gone.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe Brody Van Wagenen's got something here. Who knows?
Right. Who knows? But they seem to know.
Right now, I'm the best.
Thank you, Al.
Garrett Cole is going to arbitration with the Astros. He wants $13.5 million. The team is offering $11.42 million. NFL-wise, you have the Browns signing Kareem Hunt to a one-year contract. We know he was released.
I think that's a good idea by the Browns.
Well, here was John Dorsey, says they looked into it.
I just want to let everybody know that we have done extensive research with regards to this case, this player.
He was asked what the extensive research showed.
One thing we did find was he understands and takes full accountability the egregious act that he committed. He is extremely remorseful.
How exactly is he improving?
He is now working towards being a better man moving forward.
Stay away from the alcohol. At the end of the day, stay away from the alcohol, get your act together, and be lucky that you're getting a second chance.
And on the second chance, a reporter did ask.
You think it's too soon for a second chance?
I don't.
Too soon. You know, keep him out for 10 years. I mean,
he's also not going to play for a long time. I mean, there's going to be a big suspension here. So it's not like he's going to be week
they
one.
Essentially, they suspended him last year, even though they cut him and nobody picked him up.
Well, that's not from the NFL, though. That's not their discipline. That was the league sort of disciplining itself.
I would imagine that that would go into any sort of suspension coming forward.
Why would it? It wasn't a suspension. A team cut him and no one picked him up. I mean, it was those circumstances, but there's many players that get cut and don't get picked up because of whatever. It doesn't mean that counts into a suspension.
Why wasn't he picked up?
Well, because of this issue. We know that. That's not a suspension, though. You're telling me that that's going to factor into it?
If you think they're going to keep this guy out for, a year next year?
I didn't say a year, but it means six games? I mean,
how many games did he miss from the moment that they cut him?
I think it was six.
It was six.
Not sure. But I heard as much as Schefter said, maybe 10 games.
I mean, I don't know how the NFL would come out and actually give a statement that says the fact that he wasn't picked up serves as the suspension. I wouldn't think.
People are already upset that he's getting the chance already. So I
understand.
They're gonna go
heavy. I understand it, but sooner or later, a guy,
of course,
he's got to be able to restart his life somewhere along the line, doesn't he?
But nobody's saying that. I mean, you're going to both extremes here. I think that somewhere in the middle, it'll be like a six-game suspension,
and they'll have him for the last 10 games of the season.
Right, or it might be as much as 10. Maybe his appeal goes to 8.
How would you have felt had the Jets signed him?
I mean, this is sort of the same way I feel about this. I mean, it actually makes more sense, you would think, for the Jets than maybe even the Browns, because the Jets are a team that really is in need of major talent. I mean, it's the Browns. The one thing I don't like about Kareem Hunt going to the Browns, that's his hometown, and that presents all sorts of challenges.
His dad was just arrested there a few weeks
ago.
And
that's where he was arrested as well. I mean, that to me is a strange place for him to sort of start his life, but John Dorsey is a guy who drafted him. He knows the stuff
through. He knows him from Kansas City, yes.
Right. I mean, but to anybody thought that he wasn't going to get another opportunity is crazy. Because 23 years old, how much talent he showed. It doesn't mean that the Browns or the NFL thinks it's okay to do what he did, but he's a guy who missed out on the end of last year. He's going to get a significant suspension. His life has been turned upside down.
Yeah.
And hopefully he has taken this opportunity to right himself in a bunch of areas.
Yeah, and it sounds like he has.
Well, we'll see, right? I mean, there's a long way to go.
His biggest problem being, and I think most of the people in the NFL knew it, is substance abuse with alcohol. He had a real problem.
If the Jets signed him, I'd be saying the same stuff. I mean,
he's going to be suspended.
Right.
The question is how much?
Yeah.
I can't imagine more than six games, though. I really can't. I mean, I don't know if they take into account the fact that he basically lost half of last year.
I don't think they do. I mean, I think that they're really, really concerned about not being lenient on these things. So, you know, the last game he played was November 19th in week 11 last year. So ended up being, 12 to 17.
Right.
So it was six games total.
Kyler Murray tweets he's committed to the future of the NFL. First round pick of the A's will have to give back a good portion of the signing bonus. I think it was $1.3 million, assuming that that is the case. The Panthers.
And they control his rights as a baseball team. So if things don't go well for him, if he doesn't get drafted where maybe he thought he was going to get drafted, I guess he could always change his mind.
And he's an Oakland A, yes. Eric Reed, a three-year deal with the Panthers, $22 million. Number four, Virginia beat North Carolina last night, 69-61. St. John's in action tonight. So are the Islanders, the Devils, and the Rangers, all three teams on the road.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.